1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Select locations are now open. Come experience the big screen again in a safe and comfortable environment. Purchase tickets and order food in advance at MarcusTheaters.com or on the Marcus Theaters mobile app. Your seat is waiting.
And now, full from that big football sandwich yesterday, Tim Murray!
Wasn't that glorious?
It was so nice.
What a day.
To have wall-to-wall football from noon until I went to bed.
It was absolutely terrific.
The NFL looked at coronavirus and said, show goes on!
Hey.
Show goes on!
Hey.
So,
let's... Better knock on some wood.
I know.
Is there going to be an outbreak?
That was my first question. Now we sit back and we go, okay, are we all good?
Yeah,
are we all good?
We saw some not great news come out of the college ranks, but once again, those are kids going to parties on campus and whatnot. So,
and NFL players are much smarter than those guys.
They're a year past that at least. Yeah.
Well, you joke, but I will give the NFL – to this point, a ton of credit.
Yeah.
They really have had, since training camp started, you know, we had that stretch, right, where there was like 70-some-odd false positives. But, you know, there were really few issues. The Eagles' starting center had cold-like symptoms. He drove from Philly down to Washington and then tested negative, so he was able to play. So, I hope, yeah, man, that was glorious. We needed something like that. And the fact that the football team that resides in your state, ooh, boy, that was something.
Aaron Rodgers was the Aaron Rodgers I love to see. Now, I thought about this earlier this morning. Since we've been working with you, Tim.
Correct.
Our football team has gone 15-4.
That is correct.
And I know from time to time we may have sounded unhappy about that 15-4.
Sometimes. I only yelled at you, it felt like, every Sunday last week, or every Monday. Yeah.
And I was watching the game yesterday thinking, wow, Rodgers looks like he is ready to go top of his game. And then Valdez Scandling dropped two balls. And I thought,
Are you ready to hear the list of today's complaints?
Yeah.
Oh, please. I would love them.
Well, I have none about my quarterback. I have none about my running game. If there's a complaint, I guess it would be I thought the defense probably gave up a few too many points. I would like to have seen a solid stand where they just went, yeah, no, you're not.
What was your – I mean, so I was on air for the first 2 hours of the game, and we had the Packer game on. And I, you know, I was doing my best to kind of keep my head on a swivel, and I look up, I don't know if my co-host was talking or what, and I look up and Rodgers rolls right and fires what looks to be a football 97 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And Devontae Adams is like, I got it. Don't worry.
Tiptoed on the edge of the.
And I just started laughing because that was unbelievable. That play was absolutely absurdity.
See, now here's the problem, Tim.
And then he drops it right into the breadbasket of, was that Valdez Scantling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just drop. Just a flat drop.
Just, no. I'm saying the.
Oh, the one. Okay, yeah.
Drops it into the breadbasket.
Yeah. It was a
You're
nice pass.
Allowed to enjoy these types of things. Other teams don't have these types of luxuries.
But here's the problem with having Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback for the last how many seasons now has he been the starter? 12? 13? 13 seasons he's been the starter. I expect to see that every single Sunday. There are teams out there who go, our quarterback has never done that. I expect to see it every weekend. At least one touchdown or pass that he throws on the run, and you go, whoa, that was a nice pass. And when it doesn't happen, I get mad. So,
I mean, think about
that's the epitome of being spoiled, right? By our last two quarterbacks.
You're very spoiled. At least you did know that you are. I mean, you've got arguably a top five of all-time quarterback, and he looks pissed right now. I mean, hopefully this – he's like, oh, you want to draft Jordan Love? Get me no wide receivers? That's all right. I'll just throw 14 passes to Devontae Adams, and we'll be good.
Brian said earlier, maybe we didn't need receivers.
I mean, it wouldn't – you know, maybe you don't, but you know what? No one ever said, you know what? We have too many good wide receivers.
Well, I didn't think that yesterday. I was ready to call Donald Driver or Don Hudson or somebody.
Robert Ferguson? Would you have settled for Robert Ferguson?
No, they didn't. He didn't get along with Favre. Mm-hmm.
Ferguson? Yeah. Not Jennings, Ferguson.
And we'll see. I mean, it was week
Ferguson
one.
Didn't get along with Favre either, right?
I don't think they had any dust-ups. I don't remember.
We'll see how much they need A.J. Dillon. I know why they drafted A.J. Dillon in the second
round. I think you're thinking of Javon Walker, who didn't get along with Favre. And I'm not sure why. I think it was a contract thing.
But it was spectacular. I mean, he was unbelievable. Watching as much football as I could yesterday, there was some decent quarterback play, but nothing, in my opinion, compared to what we saw from Mr. Rodgers.
Now the Vikings. I'm asking the questions you tell me. The Vikings have a young secondary.
They do. Yes, they do.
Is that what a future Hall of Fame quarterback should do to a young secondary, or were those passes that were still unbelievable?
I mean, the touchdown to Devontae Adams. I mean, his touchdown to Lazard, where he rolled out, waited, and then kind of threw it sidearm into the end zone. Was that to Lazard? That was Lazard's touchdown reception. Yeah, some of those.
Yeah, because he stumbled, right? He didn't get into the end zone. He stumbled and was taken down at like the 3 or 4.
No, Lazard scored yesterday.
Did he? Okay. All right, I'm getting them mixed up. There were so many,
There were so many touchdowns.
Well, there were four of them.
There were four touchdowns. Aaron Jones had a touchdown. I mean, yeah, there were so many.
Well, there
many
were a lot
touchdowns.
Of passes that were nice plays that didn't get in the end zone. They were still really great passes. It was like, wow,
knowing
that's a nice pass.
Knowing you guys probably early on because, the first drive you get down to the – right down to the goal line, you don't get it, then you go for it on fourth
and didn't get it.
Get it. You were probably saying, God, we can't punch it in. And then the dam broke.
Well, what was the problem last year? We had our red zone offense stalled, right? I mean, we were kicking too many field goals. Or maybe it was 2 years ago, I don't remember. Was it 2 years ago that our defense never stopped anybody once they got in the red zone? They scored
every
time. Last
year they went 13-3. So I don't think it was last year.
I mean, that was as nice of an opening week performance as you really could have asked for.
A lot of injuries, though. A lot of injuries.
The Vikings ended up having some. I mean, Kirk, as many people will remember in Washington, he was very good at padding some stats at the end of games, and that's kind of what he did yesterday. But he was awful early on. I mean, the Packers were destroying their offensive line, which is a young offensive line, but they destroyed them. That was a hell of a week one performance.
I'm trying not to get too excited about this win because it's just one win, and it's the first week.
But it is nice. I mean, remember, and it is just week one, but do remember, Packers were A, an underdog, B, entering this season, despite going 13-3, the odds makers said the Vikings were the favorites to win the division. So it's just one game of 16.
So what is this? So
if you can't get excited over this win.
You have to. You have to get excited.
Well,
over
if
this
you
win.
Can't, how about getting excited about that Bears win over the Lions? With Mitch Trubisky,
Mitchell Trubisky
throwing three touchdown passes.
Says, get on my back. I will do this. Get on, Chicago Bears.
So that 4.5 over-under for him being given the hook. That's
4.5.
Now you got to go over, right?
I'm not going to count my chickens just yet.
Really? You still think it can be done?
He sucked for three quarters.
But they don't, Tim.
And
he's not called Mr. First, second, third quarter. He's called Mr. Fourth Quarter.
I was about to text, and I'm glad I didn't because it would have been sent to Old Takes Exposed. I was ready to text Brian after three quarters when it's 23-6 Lions.
Oh,
Trubisky was like 7 for 12 or whatever he was. I'm like, oh, here's who could your buddy now?
I think he had thrown for 64 yards going into the fourth quarter, too.
Yeah,
I
was awful.
I told first thing I said to Brian when I saw him this morning was, I was so ready to beat you over the head with Mitchell Trubisky this morning.
But remember, I'm not a fan of Mitch Trubisky.
No, but still, it's fun.
I just use him as, why didn't Aaron Rodgers do better? And yesterday he did.
You use him as a false, why can't Aaron Rodgers do this?
Though, yeah. Imagine well, if, this if is you like were when, a Lions fan.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean...
That's got to be tough.
You won the game.
Talk about, you know, dropping it when it's right in your hands.
Oh, right there, man. I don't know. I mean, I feel for DeAndre Swift, the rookie.
Tim, let me tell you a story. Oh. Let me tell you a story, my friend. My mother was from Michigan. She has had four brothers. I had cousins. I had other people over there that I knew, and I, as a boy, would get beat over the head with Detroit Lions beat the Packers. So, only the most painful losses for the Detroit Lions are satisfying to me. And yesterday was one of those because you had the game won, and you dropped a touchdown pass that hit you in not one hand, it hit you in both hands and dropped it. So, when the Lions lose, I celebrate every single time. Just out of spite for the people I love in my life.
They've been doing it quite a bit. Old Matty Patricia there is, what, like 9-23 since taking over as the head coach of the Lions?
Oh. What's his record? Aren't they still cursed? That curse of Bobby Lane.
I believe 9-23-1 now is his record as the head coach of the Lions.
I want them to regret ever firing Wayne Fonts. We should have kept Wayne.
Boy, that was a few coaches ago there.
It's going way back there.
Wayno. That's right. It was. I want him to regret ever getting rid of Wayno.
Wow, yes. 9-23-1. Woof.
Yeah, and last year they opened up with, I forget the size of the lead they blew last year, week one, to tie the Cardinals. It was significant. And now they blew a 17-point fourth quarter lead. To Mitch Trubisky.
Wow. You know, I was looking up because I just do this sort of thing.
And you dropped the game-winning touchdown with like 12 seconds to go.
The biggest comebacks the Vikings ever had and the biggest deficit they ever overcame from the Packers was 17 points. 17 points. There it is.
I think our biggest lead was only 16, wasn't it, Tim? I don't remember exactly.
Last night?
Yeah.
It was 22-7, and then they kicked a field goal. Didn't they get it to 29-10?
Did they? I'd have to go through one. But anyway.
17, that's a lot of points.
The Philadelphia Eagles blew a 17-point lead to the football team yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is that what we're going to call them this year? The football team?
Yeah, the football team's in first place.
Yeah. Okay, here's my hot take for today.
Ooh, I love
Doug Peterson's getting fired this year.
Ooh.
They're going to figure out that he's a fraud. Carson Wentz will be on the trading block. They're going to blow that whole thing up in Philadelphia. People are going to, at the end of the year, people are going to go, how did they win a Super Bowl just a couple of years ago?
BDN. You figure that one out. Nick Foles. That's what they were calling him there in Philadelphia.
Oh, were they?
Yeah. I don't think I could say those
well,
two words.
Well, Nick Foles is going to rot on the bench in Chicago behind the red-hot Mitchell Trubisky now.
Mitchell Trubisky, yeah.
Right.
There were a lot of people who took a picture. I guess they flashed to Jameis Winston on the sidelines yesterday. And we talked about that. I gave out a loser on Friday. I picked the Colts. We'll talk about that one here in just a second. But they took a picture of Jameis holding the tablet on the sidelines, and people were like, "They got rid of me for this guy? Old Tampa Bay didn't look
too hot yesterday." Tom Brady threw two interceptions. Not something he does
very often.
But
he missed on other passes badly. Yeah.
And he can't throw downfield. That pick six was just horrendous.
Gronk was a non-factor. Two catches, 11 yards.
You know, it looked like he was a guy who didn't play football last year.
Well, he had plenty of time to heal up.
We talked about it, though, on this show, I think. I don't know. I mix things up. But the Saints didn't really lose anybody. They added Emmanuel Sanders. They had to have been thinking the entire time, great, keep talking about Tampa Bay. Yeah, yeah, you keep doing that there. I mean, once again, they're not the Browns from last year. They'll win some football games. They've got talent, but come on.
All right, I want to get credit for when the Buccaneers only win one more game this year than they won last year, because that's what I said.
Yeah, that's just, right. You've said that Tom will only play like six games.
Six games, yeah. 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 Before he won't get benched, he'll get hurt. And tell me the coaching staff wasn't holding their breath yesterday when he was being taken down from behind and his legs were under him and stuff like that.
Well, and he goes down the field, right, scores the first touchdown, does a QB sneak, and everyone's saying, oh, here we go.
And that's the kind of thing Brady does. It probably wasn't a called play. He just saw that gap and shot in there.
That's the experience that's the experience of Tommy Brady when he's under center.
And that was the first drive downfield, and everyone thought, that's it.
He's old school. He likes to mix it up.
We're going
to
get a touchdown every time.
Tommy says the game hasn't started till I've been hit. That's what he says. Then he blames his receivers when he throws interceptions.
23 for 36, 239 yards, two touchdowns, and two interceptions.
It's a nice day.
It's not a nice day because they lost.
Yeah, they did. They lost.
And Phillip Rivers looked his age yesterday.
You got old quarterbacks moving around. Yeah, Phillip Rivers, Tom Brady.
Drew Brees looked fine.
But he didn't move around. He stayed with his team. Sean Payton have been
together
for. Phillip
Rivers got $25 million, and he looked bad yesterday. They went to Jacksonville, and I know there's a lot of people who probably play Survivor. This game blew up a lot of Survivor pools.
You took on Gardner Minshew yesterday.
I know.
You're in for a battle when you step on a field with Gardner Minshew.
Minshew mania, 95% completion percentage.
Woof. Wow.
You know, nice. Flowing locks, had a nice Fu Manchu going there.
Yeah, he is in full Minshew mode right now. It doesn't get any more Minshew than that.
It's like when Ron Burgundy went into the bear pit in Anchorman. I immediately regretted the decision of going against Gardner Minshew, you know? These bears are huge.
Do you think there's a buyer's regret in Indianapolis this morning after that performance yesterday by Phillip Rivers?
Headline on ESPN says Phillip Rivers brings his turnover problems to Colts in week 1.
Well,
not a happy headline.
My
unnecessary
thing about,
roughness, 15-yard penalty on ESPN.
My thing about Phillip Rivers was, you know, he's what, 40 years old, and you bring him to Indianapolis. You draft Jonathan Taylor from Wisconsin in the second round. He's a guy that rushed for over 6,000 yards in college. One of the most, you know, prolific running backs in college football history. I mean, 2,000-yard seasons in 3 years. You've got Marlon Mack, who got hurt yesterday, and you have Nyheim Hines. You have all these dudes, and you've got one of the best offensive lines in football. And yet Phillip Rivers throws 46 times against the Jaguars. 46! Run the damn football! Give it to Jonathan Taylor!
Decoys.
Minshew went, 19 for 20. Wow. Yeah.
Hey, you know what would be a good idea? We got this old quarterback who we saw in practice. Definitely doesn't have a lively arm. Let's throw him 46 times.
Who's the backup in Indianapolis?
Jacoby Brissett, the guy who started last year.
Right. Why?
Were they playing catch-up? Did they have to catch up to Jacksonville and the Gardner Minshew-led
They were up, I think, 20 to 17. I think they're up 20 to 17.
Well, it's only three.
Jacksonville, team that I truly believed would go 1-15.
Well, they could.
They got to lose 15 straight now.
That's not impossible.
Not impossible.
It's unlikely, but very not impossible.
Very unlikely, considering the Colts were the favorites to win that division. So, yeah, the AFC South. So just like everyone expected after week one, the football team is in first place in the NFC East, and the Jaguars are in first place in the AFC South.
God, the Jaguars. Minshew went, what, 3 for 5 in his first 5 attempts?
And then he nailed
15 in a row.
Wait, I thought he was 19 for 20 on the day.
He was. So he was like...
he couldn't have been 3 for 5 on his first.
Oh, right.
Couldn't have been.
One for four.
Yeah.
Or four and one.
Yeah. And then never missed again.
Yeah. 15 in a row.
You don't give that guy a chance. You don't give him hope. You don't give him a window. He will take it. You know how many chances he has in his house that he has taken from other people? I will take that chance right now because he has a house full of them. That's what you get with Gardner Minshew. Now, if they could just bring in a little help because they've gotten rid of everybody else in Jacksonville, right?
Has anyone checked on Andrew Luck? Did he heal up? Is he okay? How's he feeling?
He just retired.
I know. So the Colts must be asking.
How long before they start screaming for Jacoby Brissett?
I would say pretty soon, what do you think?
Philip Rivers to the
two. How's my volume? Apparently,
$25 million.
John on Twitter says my volume is low.
You are running full throttle on my board right now. You got some more that you can bring up?
I mean, I could.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Turn it up a little bit. Yeah,
need a little more volume.
Give it more.
Good.
Yeah, a little more.
Okay.
Yeah, you know.
All right. There you go.
We don't want to be. We aim to please. You know. Thanks for tweeting me.
How'd you feel about the crowd sound effect mix yesterday in the games you were watching?
I thought Fox's was pretty good.
Yeah.
I thought they did a pretty good job.
I thought it was a little much. I couldn't hear the announcers for a while, and I think they brought it around later.
You know, they're mixing it together. They're trying to figure out.
But they, like, throw in boos and stuff when they, you know, they have a boo button or something there.
Because only one, I think Jacksonville was the only stadium yesterday that had some fans in the stands. And I got confused a couple times. I forget, might have been the Tampa Bay New Orleans game. I was like, oh wait, yeah, there's no fans there. So I was fine with it.
I was actually mad when you could hear the announce team because I had to listen to effing Greg Jennings, who hates Aaron Rodgers, hates him. He has gone on NFL Network and talked about what a douchebag Aaron Rodgers is before he was employed by them. Remember all that? When he got traded, when he went to Minnesota, he said, boy, nice to be away from Rodgers. That guy's a douchebag. Oh, guess who was calling the game yesterday? Greg Jennings.
Well, a fellow who had played for both teams.
Yeah. So as soon as I could hear him, I was like, turn the volume down.
I need to bring in the man from Uncle on the Rams.
The Unis, yeah.
I wanted to vomit.
Boy, you and Rock both.
Rock called them pajamas earlier.
Everything
this
about those uniforms that the Rams wore last night. I mean, I think Van Pelt said it perfectly. Just wear the Eric Dickerson uniforms. Why are we messing? First off, what color were they?
Yeah.
Were they gray?
Well, and then here's the other thing.
They had a weird little yellow stripe down the side of the pants.
Yeah, you can't see it.
Their Ram logo doesn't connect to each other on the helmet. They had a stripe in the on the shoulder pad.
Yeah, they had a little accent wisp.
And then the best part, aka the worst part, as I tweeted out last night, who is the guy who's like, oh, you know what would really jazz up this? Let's put a little patch on the left side. And you know what it's gonna say? Los Angeles Rams. Huh? What do you think? Huh?
Now,
Bob, Brian, do you think that's good?
I also have to ask this.
What the hell were those?
This was the rollout of their new home, right?
Yeah.
That thing is, holy crap, stadium looked ridiculous. That was a beauty.
And before you get onto that, they're at home, and they're wearing, bone. Most teams call it white.
Yeah, is that what they called it, bone?
But are they going to wear white at home like the Cowboys?
I don't know. Maybe apparently they're just going to do whatever the hell they want. I don't know. Did they really? You know what? Maybe it was this. They didn't want to take anything away from the shine of that gorgeous stadium. You know, they were about to go out in the classic Eric Dickerson beauties, and they said, no.
Just think how nice that would look in that stadium, those uniforms. How about, forget about the Eric Dickerson uniforms, which I'm fine with. It's a good uniform.
The greatest show on turf uniforms are fine, too.
Just go back to the Roman Gabriel white
and blue. I like those the best.
With the blue and white
helmet.
But they
changed the blue to this kind of really shocking.
Yeah, back to the Merlin Olsen, Deacon Jones days, right? That's a good uniform too. They have managed to take a uniform that you didn't think could be screwed up, and they've screwed it up.
I mean, what are we doing in Los Angeles? Because if you watched any of the Bengals Chargers game, I mean, what the hell? Just wear the powder blue. Don't mess around. Why are you wearing yellow pants? Just wear the damn powder blue all the time.
Maybe they're trying to suck up to the fashion industry in Los Angeles, the Hollywood glamour, clothes people. Look, we've got all kinds of different looks. We've got this, we've got that, we've got this. We've got an alternate here. We've got a Sunday, Monday night thing. We've got a division champion. Just tell us if you like all this variety.
Well, last year the Rams, I think, had the old school color scheme on the helmet, but then had gold on the shoulder pad. I'm like, no, that doesn't match.
They were almost like, the 67 Rams uniform, but then they added some other doodads to it and it goofed it up.
For the most part, people are going to buy a hat if they like the team, right? or maybe if you're all in, you buy a jersey. No one's going to buy
a jacket,
a helmet, a jersey, and pants. Just pick a uniform and go just something good. I agree with Van Pelt. I'm glad he said that on ESPN. Stop it, Los Angeles.
Yeah.
In the 5 years they've been back in Los Angeles, have they had the same uniform 2 years in a row?
It doesn't feel like it.
It doesn't.
I feel like they change it up every year.
And
look, they won. They beat the Cowboys. And I just couldn't keep my eyes away from just the hideousness that is those uniforms.
Well, thank God the Cowboys were on the field with a very traditional Dallas Cowboy uniform to try
Although
and balance it
their,
out.
Did you see Zeke's tattoo?
Yeah, the world did when he scored.
Zeke used to have like an 8-pack down there? Zeke kind of let himself go a little bit. I mean, he's still running hard. He's still really. Yeah. But that tattoo, I felt like when he. I feel like when he was at Ohio State and he used to kind of keep his jersey up, it was like
it was
8-pack.
Because he had the washboard, right? It was like, whoa.
He hasn't been hanging out with Eddie Lacy in the offseason.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, look, he was still running hard last night, almost rushed for 100 yards and caught a couple balls out of the backfield. But when he pulled up that jersey, I thought, yowzers. Whoa.
Did Mike McCarthy make the wrong call late in the game? 4th and 3, came up short. Didn't give it. What? First of all, he didn't get it. He could have kicked the field goal.
Oh, yeah. What the hell were they doing there?
Could have tied the game. Instead, he throws to his tiniest receiver who can't get away.
He was beat up in Green Bay for never taking a chance.
That's why I'm asking. Did he
make
the right
thing? Well, once again, remember what he did? He went to Pro Football Focus and hung out with the analytics crew.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I guess the analytics crew said, hey, down by 3 in the fourth quarter at the 11-yard line
on the road.
You know what you should do? Go for it. And it was a phenomenal play by the defensive back, but kick the damn football. I know we yell at coaches for kicking too much. It's like, 4th and 2 at the 38 of your opponent. Go for it. But
this is like the Saturday Night Live bit where they say, Coach, why didn't you do the thing that would
have been
criticized you for if we had, done the other thing?
Why did you do the thing that everyone's going to criticize you for, no matter, right?
Yeah, I kind of forgot about that. There was also a play in Carolina fans are pretty fired up today because there was a play in the Panthers-Raiders game where, Christian McCaffrey is – maybe the best running back in the NFL. It's 4th and inches. And they're like, nah. We're going to fool them. Give it to the fullback. No, give it to Christian McCaffrey. If you're going to go down, if you're going to lose, lose with your best player. Yeah, that
was
bizarre.
But if they give it to Christian McCaffrey and he doesn't get it, guys like me go, everybody in the world knew you were going to give it to Christian McCaffrey. What are you thinking? How about a little play action there? I don't know.
Mix it up a little.
If you don't get the first down, you get killed by guys like me. It's just the way it is. And getting back to Mike McCarthy for just a moment, maybe he didn't kick that field goal because maybe the last thing he saw before he hit the field for warmups was the end of the Bengals game and their kicker.
Oh, man.
Eric laughed till he cried talking about that this morning.
There was a lot of bad kicking situations. There was a lot of missed field goals yesterday, missed extra points. But I walked away. We were watching it, and I walked away for a sec because it was like a 29-yard field goal. So I'm like, okay, it's going to go to overtime. He's like, he missed it. Yeah, and then,
he was grabbing his leg, and he was getting no help from any teammates. Nobody came and said, here, let me help you off the field, or the medical team didn't rush out or anything like that. It was just like, get in the locker room. Just limp in there. Stop with the act.
Yeah.
I thought it was rather cold-hearted, even for the Bengals to treat him like that. And the look on Joe Burrow's face, no S on the end, was awesome. That kind of, what? Yeah. What was that?
He's like, last year I won 15 games and didn't lose one. And now my kicker just missed a 30-yard field goal.
Yeah, a 30-yarder. He's thinking to himself, I kicked those in high school with no problem.
God, there was just so much yesterday to talk about. It's so great.
We have two games left tonight.
We didn't even talk about the offensive pass interference late last night in the Cowboys-Rams game, where I thought Jalen Ramsey for the Rams sold it. And would have been a play to set up a game-tying field goal.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, it was late. You guys were sleeping.
I saw it this morning on SportsCenter. Yeah. I didn't know if that was pass interference. They were battling.
I didn't think it was. I thought Ramsey sold it. Whoa!
I didn't know that was pass interference.
Flopping going on.
I didn't think it was pass interference at the end of the Bengals Chargers game when they called A.J. Green for interference for pushing off.
Oh, and just a reminder, the world champion Houston Rockets have been eliminated in 5 games.
Oh, you like this.
Oh, they got their ass kicked on
You're
Friday.
Liking that.
Oh, it was gorgeous. Yeah, all those hot takes about how the Rockets have changed the game. Yeah, remember, their coach is not coming back. D'Antoni's out. See ya.
After that, really? I thought he was going to get fired if he didn't get to this round.
He didn't have a contract.
Yeah.
His contract expired, so he is not coming back.
He's going to go to Indiana then.
He got hammered. They got hammered.
They got hammered. Oh,
and real quickly, NBA, what are you doing with your schedule, man? You know
what are they doing?
So the Rams uniform guys, like, yeah, you know, it'd be a great idea. Let's put a patch on the shoulder there. The NBA said, hey, you know what would be a great idea? Let's put on a playoff game at 1 o'clock Eastern on the first NFL Sunday. That'll go over well.
Maybe they're tons having lunch with the Rams uniform guys.
Obviously.
Like, put it on at night, and then it's 1-1, and maybe you could flip back and forth if it's a blowout, you know, in the Rams-Cowboys game. You have no shot going up against 9 NFL games. But the Nuggets did win last night because no one watched because he had 9 NFL games. So you got a game 7 in the Western Conference semis. Nuggets and Clippers Tuesday night.
Brewers were no hit at Miller Park yesterday, too, by the way.
Yes, they were.
And what was the dust up with Cam Newton at the end of his game yesterday with New England?
I did see that.
And I have no idea what was said or what happened or who doesn't like who, but I know that they broke his necklace.
Cam Newton, though, 2 rushing touchdowns. Yeah. They've adapted to Cam, but I think Dan Orlovsky said it this morning. Like, if you keep doing that, you ain't going to have Cam Newton all year.
Yeah, he's hurt when he doesn't run.
I mean, he ran like 15 times yesterday. He looked good. They won. But, yeah, they can't do that all year.
All right.